We're about to begin Simin Lamed Dalet in Hilchas Tefillin. We'll be doing the first Sif. Simin Lamed Dalet discusses the issue of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. So let's first begin with the halacha that the Mechaber is talking about, and that is that when you place the Tefillin in the batin, the halacha is that they must be placed in a specific order. That means the four batin of the Shel Rosh, the four parshiyos, must be in a specific order. That specific order is the same whether one is a righty or a lefty. That same order is the order in which the parshiyos appear in the Tefillin Shel Yad. What is that order? So, we find in the Gemara that the order is Kadesh, Vayoki, Viacha, Shema, and Vahayoyim Shemoa, the same way they appear in the Torah. There is a machlokis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rashi and the Rambam against Rabbeinu Tam. Exactly how we go and apply this. Rashi Shita is that it's very straightforward. We are talking about one set order. We are talking about how it would be read by the person facing the wearer. Which means the wearer puts on his tefillin and there's someone standing facing him. To the wearer's left, which is the reader's right, you first put in the parsha of Kadesh, which is the first one in the Torah. The second one would be V'hayaki Yaviyacha. The third would be Shema. And the fourth would be V'hayayim Shemoa. Similarly, in the Tefillin Shel Yad, it would go Kadesh V'hayaki Yaviyacha, Shema V'hayayim Shemoa. Rabbeinu Tam says no. We go Kadesh V'hayaki Yaviyacha, stop. Now start from the other side, and we do Shema V'hayayim Shemoa. This way you end up with the two V'hayos next to each other. So the Seder, as the Mechaber puts it, Seder HaNechosim B'batim, L'Rashi V'Rambam Kadesh Mismol, Kadesh is on the left of the person wearing it, which is Smol HaManiach, the left of the one reading it, which is the right of the one. It's the left of the one wearing it and the right of the one reading it. Bebeis achitzon, which would mean it's on the outermost bias. Va'acharov, and then comes va'yoki v'yacha. Bebeis sheni. U'shema, bebeis ashlishi. Va'yoyim shemoa, bebeis harvishu beis achitzon. And in the fourth one you have va'yoyim shemoa. So it goes, kadesh va'yoki v'yacha, shema va'yoyim shemoa. Whereas, ula Rabbeinu Tam, Kadesh and Vayakriach are the same, but Babayas Hashlishi, Vahayim Shemoa, and Babayas Haravi, Shehu Achitzon Shema. So again, the question is the order Kadesh Vayakriach, Shema Vahayim Shemoa, or Kadesh Vayakriach, Vahayim Shemoa, and then Shema? Because we start then Shema and Vahayim Shemoa from the other side. Uminhag ha'olam karashi v'harambam. The Mechaber says the minhag ha'olam is like Rashi and the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says the Gra agrees with the Rashi and the Rambam, not like Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this is all with regard to how you're putting them into the batim, and it is ma'akev. How about writing them? All are in agreement that you have to write them in the order that they appear in the Chumash, in the Torah. So what would that mean? Kadesh v'yikivacha, Shema v'yayim Shemoa. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that presents some difficulty. Because according to him, the Tefillin Shel Yad, which are written on one klaf, you're supposed to write Kadesh v'yikivacha. The next thing you have to write is Shema, but it's not the next parsha on that klaf. You would therefore have to skip over v'yayim Shemoa, write Shema in the fourth column, and then come back and write V'yayim Shemoa in the third column. And this is really the way that the Shel Yad is written in Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So the order of the Ksiv is Kadesh V'yikivacha Shema V'yayim Shemoa according to everybody. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way you do it is Kadesh V'yikivacha, space, leave a column, write Shema, and then come back and write V'yayim Shemoa. And as said, the halacha is like Rashi and the Rambam with regard to the Midas Chasidus of wearing a second pair of tefillin that we will see in the later Se'ifim.